Revelation, the book of Revelation. We're looking at fifth chapter and the first verse. And I read them a while ago. I have 41 verses to read. I feel you may be able to have no lunch today, LL. That's God's word. I may get stopped in time. God bless you. Brother Moore, why are you laughing? I'm laughing because I'm happy. Laughing because I'm alive. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with seven seals. I hadn't been saved 3 months till a person called themselves oneness people, and there are some dear people amongst those folks that just need to straighten out on that foolish doctrine. But I'm an old man. They say things like they want to. I was a young man, 17. Just been saved a little while. Didn't know nothing about nothing. Not much more now, but some. And this old man was what's called the oneness people. I didn't know anything about him. He came up to me, and God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost is all one, you know. Of course, I'd just been saved, but I knew better than that. I knew better than that. But you know, the Spirit brought this chapter to me. Hadn't read the Bible hardly any. It brought this chapter to me. Well, I said, if God and Jesus and the Son and the Father is all one, ain't but one of them, who was that to come up amongst the elders in the fifth chapter of Revelation and took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne, because no man in all of the earth or heaven was worthy, and he was the only one that worthy to good. Yet who was he, and who was that on the throne? Did you know it choked him? I wasn't trying to choke him. But he just choked out on me and left. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and without on the backside sealed with seven seals. I'd like to write a book. Somebody, I said, would they've asked me for years and years and years to put down what I saw and where I've been in the book. I said, it won't help folks that much. When fellas offered to do it for me, and maybe it will before I die, I don't know. But I saw it in the right hand of him that said, folks like a good book. Man, would you like to get a hold of a book like this? Would you like to get this book? And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel, great God, one of them kind can hold the wind back. You don't hold it back in Oklahoma, blow your hat in the creek and you right in behind it. I've been out there when a tornado went right over my head just above the treetop. Runs like a great dynamo. That's the way they sound. I was so stupefied with it, I couldn't move. Come down off the edge, out the edge of Oklahoma City, killed 27 people, six of them in a cellar. Go in the cellar, you all right? No, you ain't. No, you ain't. God get you in the cellar. I mean, it's sense to go in the cellar. You better run in something when you get out there and want them to come. It's all right to go in the cellar, but you better be saved when you go in the cellar. Killed six of them in the cellar. Their clothes were strung from the ground to the top of the trees when I went out the next day. People killed 27 people. I was at church 3 miles from there, and I got a hold of the door handle to pull the back door shut, and it jerked me clear out the door as I opened it. The suction was so great over there. God in His great and mighty power. I saw a strong angel and proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. What I'm going to talk a while about is, and I saw. Look, you got a witness here? You got anybody that saw this? You got anybody seen this happen? I seen a wreck. I stopped and said to a man, here's my name if you need me. I knew he was in the right. I knew he could be hauled to court. I know they could try to pin it on him. I said, I'm available if you need me. I know what happened. I saw it. Some folks are not satisfied till they see. And one of our great men of God from old wasn't he said, unless I see the nail prints in his hand. Thrust my hand in his side. I just can't believe he got up out. Whew! See, Mike, feel the power of God. I just can't believe he got up out of the ground after killed him, brutally killed him like he did. He was the Son of God. It treated him mean and bad. It whipped him. They whipped him. He didn't do nothing to get whipping far. You think God's going to let him get by with it? Hung him on the cross. Bled and died for the sins of every man, every color, every tribe, every nation, every people. I saw a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Come up in the midst of the hours. Who's that walking down there? Makes a difference, don't it? I get to heaven, I'll know Abraham as far as I see him. I'll see him too. Isaac, don't have to introduce me to any of them. I know them, they'll know me, and I'll know them. We're going to preach on it. I thought, just got 45 verses now. Don't get in a hurry to leave that joy. I won't try to read all of them. All right, you run with me now. Let's look at... We started in Revelation 5. And let's see if I've got what I want there. 5. Let's look at 11 verse there. I want the 11 verse of Revelation 5, 2. And I beheld and heard the voice of many people round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000 and 1,000. I just don't know how many that is. I can't figure it out. Anybody know how many that is? Ain't nobody in God's church, man. There's more than you can count in God's church. Great Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're preaching on, and I saw. I wish I could get all 45 verses of it for you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. John, I wish I could get all 45 of these verses here. What John saw. What John saw. No man could have had a nightmare that it had all this in it. And I've had some of them. Lord, but you'd never have a nightmare that it'd have all this in it. John saw this. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the angels, and the elders, and a number of them 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. And no wonder that old man said, angel, rock me to sleep in the cradle of love. Bear me over the deep to heaven above, when the shadow shall fall and the Savior shall call. Angel, rock me to sleep in the cradle of love. And I saw thousands and thousands and thousands, the kind that can hold the north wind back, the kind that can hold the south wind back, the kind that can hold the east wind back and the west wind back, standing on the earth and holding them back. I saw them kind. They can come from heaven to earth without the aid of an oxygen helmet or a spaceship. Ain't it wonderful how God throwed rocks all over Mars? I'm not a gambling man. I don't believe in wagering on anything. But I'll just say that I know with all my heart that they can turn every rock over they can find on Mars and keep on sneaking around. It cost us millions and millions of dollars of wasted money to build little child-looking toys to run around up there, and they'll never see a human. Never, they'll break our trades in America. They ain't careful over foolishing. And I saw, Revelation 6 and 1, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see, come and take a look. A lot of folk ain't seen nothing yet, but if they'll seek God a while before we get to this, they'll see something. You don't have to be spiritually blind all your life. Pray good. God will show you something. Kneeling in the church at Spuff, Oklahoma, when it's 21, being I was pastoring there. The Lord said, Max, come in. The Lord don't say the church does. He talks what you understand. Mac, I knew who Mac was. He always said, Max, come in. I went in the house and said, B, Mac coming. Coming to the church. He is, yeah. 3 days later, I met him in the road coming down toward my church. Mac, where you been? He said, I've been to San Bernardino, California. About 10 days ago, said the Lord spoke to me and told me to come here. Did you know I was here? No. He told me to come here and hold a revival. Don't the Lord know his business? And here he tells me up there that he's coming, and I tell my wife 3 days before he gets there that he's coming, and then he drives in. That's the Lord working, ain't it? And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, he opened up something for you, and I heard, as it was a noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts said, come and see. All right, let's look at the second verse. And I saw, we're preaching on, and I saw. I saw him there. Come a little late to tell me. I tell Joey, go with me. All I had to do is play one part of G. Just one part of G. And I saw and behold a white horse. You know that's what that fella saw in Virginia. Brother Bishop, when he died, rode that that ranks for that senator up there for years and years. Man of God. Witness after witness. You heard about him up there at LL. And he got bad with cancer. And senator of the state of that state, Virginia, owned that ranch and all that. He worked for him. He said, I can't take care of things no more. You have to get another man. He paid him till he died. He said, no, you'll get a saddle. We'll take care of you. They took care. And when he died, he rode the saddle. Friends that I've met in past years, and I met some of the old ones. I was 21 when I went to Richlands, and I met some of the old ones who were old in going out. So I got acquainted with some of them old-time preachers before they left. But you know what? As he lay on that bed, he had rode that saddle for years. He said to the brethren around him, do you see the white horse at the foot of the bed? Oh, no, he said, we can't see him, brother. He said he's got a gold saddle on him. I'll soon be on it and gone. They said he didn't live just a few minutes. He left. And I saw and behold a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. Well, he didn't have to have a shotgun or machine gun or any of our junk. God only knew that stuff. He had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. He went forth conquering and the conquer. I just can't go on with it because all I'm preaching on is, and I saw. I saw mother in a dream last night as she walked the streets of gold. I saw mother in a dream last night where they never grow old. That's mine. You didn't. They ain't been nowhere. I just thought about my mama one night. Leave this gone. I saw a mother in a dream last night as she walked the streets of gold. That's right, she did. She died while I was here. John said, and I saw her. If we could just get a witness. We got 46 verses of them here, but in one chapter, and that's just, and in one book, the book of Revelation, and I'm preaching on what I saw. You know, somebody said, I don't know how that'll affect LL or Brother Benny or Brother Johnny or Brother Joy or other good preachers. I wish I could name all of them. Became, I'll tell you how, if they hold of God, how it'll affect them, they'll carry on. They'll put the dead in the ground and carry on. Amen. If you leave God, you quit a church and you run off mad, they'll carry on. Let's look at 7th chapter, 2nd verse. You got your Bible, and I saw another angel. Thank God you can't kill them. You can't shoot them. You can't behead them. You can't do nothing with them. They walk through walls, and they unlock chains in prison. They open locked doors, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. He said, hurt not the sea, the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their forehead. We're just preaching on that, and I saw another angel. Angel rocked me to sleep in the cradle of love. Bear me over the deep to heaven above. Ain't nobody hard to live for, Lord. I beg to dispute your word. There is. In nearly every holler in Virginia and Kentucky and the flatlands and across the oceans beside the seas and in the mountains, there's people of God. They've not bowed to Baal and they haven't sold out. They're still there. I've got to go further. Let's look at the 14th chapter and the 13th verse. What's it say? Let's look at the 14th verse. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And I'm just preaching on it, and I saw. And I looked, and behold, look, man, can't you see it? I used squirrel hunting, old boy. I could find a squirrel, and he could shoot him, but he couldn't see him. Don't you see it laying right yonder on that limb? I've been in church with folks getting the power of God all over them. The Holy Ghost falling, they couldn't see nothing. You mean next day, what happened last night? Pretty dry. Preachers preaching pretty dry. Well, nothing happened. Somebody got saved up front. They couldn't see it in the front to back. The back to front. I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Don't get against gold too bad of the wearing of it. God bless you. You must put it where it belongs. Amen. But the more you think folks ought to be decked out in gold, I didn't tell you that. But don't fight gold too bad. I hope you understand. Now, do you? Put it where it belongs. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. Upon the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. I looked. John saw it. You understand me about that, do you? 15th chapter, first verse. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing upon the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sang a song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are thy ways, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. He saw it. They got the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark. I don't know all about pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. And I'm by no means knocking brethren that have studied that matter. I've got great and marvelous material from them about it. And I have no dispute with my brethren. But I'll tell you this. John saw them that got the victory. Whoever they are, wherever they came from, he saw them that had the victory. What does God see? I'm gonna have to cut my message short. You've heard so much good preaching. It wasn't for me, but I mean out of other brethren that came to the meeting. But I'll leave you today. I've got several scriptures I could try to read to you, but I know you're wore out, and I just don't want to bother you with. But what are you seeing this morning? I tell you, I see great possibilities. Actually, I bought that 98 old Elite with 19,000 miles on off that old man. I was sitting running on. I seen the possibilities of getting something done to the Lord. I seen the possibility of getting people saved. Amen? You know when you get to where you can't see it, when you lose your vision. If I can't see it, it ain't there. Maybe your vision ain't holding up too good. Amen? You like that old boy hunting squirrel with it. Can't you see him laying my tail on that limb, buddy? Look at him. See him laying there? See the wind blowing his tail? That's a squirrel. Oh, brother boy, that there's a knot on that limb right yonder. And that other just twigs and stuff blowing in the wind there. Shoot it anyway! See what? Cow, out it come. Well, he said it was one. Can you see anything? I went and took a church and they said they was going to build a new church and done voted and had it all passed and everything to build a new church. But they stopped. Well, I said, you put it in your record? Yeah, we've already decided. It's completed and decided. Well, why aren't you building? Well, we just, you know, we've got it all passed, but we've still got this old building here, and they couldn't see past the end of their nose. I said, are you wanting to sell it? New pasture. Zealous. More zeal and knowledge. I've always had that. I've secured that. More zeal and knowledge. I've got that down, Benny. I said, I'll sell it for you if you want me to. You know, I've been a salesman ever since I've been a preacher. When I drove into... Did you ever hear that town in Arkansas that got blown away just a few months back? Well, I went into that town. It's 30 miles from Hot Springs. And I went into Arkadelphia. Isn't that a peculiar name? That's what they call me at the old place in Oklahoma City. I bought several new cars off of them, and they nicknamed me Arkadelphia because one, I come from Arkadelphia. When I drove up outside and parked and walked in, the owner said, I'll tell you what you are. I said, what am I? He said, you're a preacher man. I had a Bible? No. I was wearing a cross? No. He said, I'll tell you what kind you are. Well, I said, what kind am I? He said, you're Pentecostal. Preacher, what do you want? I said, I want a car. I said, I just checked Hot Springs at 20 miles, 25 from you, and they're $750 too high. So if you don't want to sell any, don't mess with me. I ain't got time to fool with you. I've got to preach the gospel, and I want a bargain, or I don't want to buy from you. He said, I said, you want a $25 over cost, boy. I said, I've heard that music before. I know there's 20% profit in that car, and I'll try to split the profit with you. I hear you, Texas man. You got a business mind. I know it. But you know what? He meant what he said. He sold me a car $25 over cost. Sell me one, son. He said, sell me a car. Watch the Lord work. I drove back where I stand and went to Glenwood next morning to the post office, and the fella drove up beside it and said, where'd you get that? I said, Arkadelphia. They got any more? I said, got nothing, just exactly the same color, red and white. Don't fall out red and white. That's what my car was. I said, go over and buy that thing. I kept check on him. He went over and bought that car. And I saw a living God, a true God, a God that's alive. That church said, we want to build. What are you going to do with this? They want to sell. I sold it. I thought they meant what they said, like to choke them, like to have a church trial over it. I sold the building out from under them. They said they had it voted on and passed and in the minutes and in the record, and I sold the thing. And you would too. I can tell where you're at. You'd have sold in a minute. I sold that thing, and we went to having church anywhere we could. Every place we could borrow, rent, beg, or something, till we could get a church built. It's sitting there today. Build it. Thank God. Hallelujah. You got to be able to see something if you see anything. According to what you're looking at, whether you think the Lord's coming or not. You got to look at some things. He carried me away in the Spirit in Revelation 17:3 in the wilderness. And I saw a woman set upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The only way you can understand anything about Revelation, I do know a few more things I'll tell you this morning, but the only way you're going to learn anything about it is get in touch with him that John saw. Get the vision John had. He could look from the beginning of time to the end of time. John could see. Spiritually, he could see. I don't rejoice on what I've saw, but I have saw. And a few times I've told the brother, I'm going to tell you one thing, son. Don't put that man in as deacon. If you do, you're going to have a barrel of trouble. And they did have a barrel of trouble because they had no spiritual vision and they could not see beyond the end of their nose. John needs help. We need 7 more deacons with him. John needs help. We need to get somebody up there to teach him how to run a camp meeting. Going over the top and folks getting saved and healed and blessed and crowds are coming. But he ain't got the sharpness. He didn't go to college. And he's got to have some wisdom, see. I've had folks come in like that. I get into it. Some folks comes in. I'm looking at you. I know Indian drove up one day, long hair hanging down his back, braided and hanging down his back. He said, Standing Horse, my name. Come in, Brother Standing Horse. Standing Horse, quit standing and walked in. Got inside there, been in. I said, Brother, meet Brother Walking Horse. He got mad enough to whip me. I forgot about him standing. I forgot his name. I thought he said Walking Horse, and he said Standing Horse. Yeah, that'd make an Indian mad. You call him Walking Horse. I had the horse walk instead of standing. I seen he didn't have no sanctification. He just had the testimony that he believed in holiness. Some folks will fight you over that. Amen. Bless God, it's right. Bless God, say amen. I'll shoot you again. Glory to God. Amen. I've been there when that happened. All I'm preaching on is we got to have a vision, my brother. Without a vision, we perish. You can't see where you're going. Park it. Park it before you tear the church up or yourself up. Park it if you can't see. And I saw. You can get excited with what John saw. You can't necessarily understand what he saw, but you can't knock what he saw. Now, Beatrice is here, and she's been with me, knows what a wonderful man I am for way over 50 years. We had our 50th wedding anniversary a while back. I had notion to rent a Brinks truck and park it outside the church. I just know they'd bring me gold, but they didn't bring me none of it. There's been a few times that she said, Lester, I saw that. I didn't see it. If I didn't see it, ain't nobody saw it. Bam! Yeah, there's somebody saw it, all right. I just... Duck! Goofy duck! No, I'm not... Damn, I wish I had... I didn't see it. And I saw... What do you see for the church? What do you see for your children? What do you see for yourself? What kind of a vision have you got? I want to go to a church where they'll leave me alone and let me be at peace. You wouldn't want to be in a crowd Jesus preached to then. You wouldn't want to be in his services. See, he never did take an offering. He never asked for a place to sleep. He rolled a pile of leaves up on the side of the Mount of Olives and laid his head down on them. And early the next morning, winter, when it's cold and when it's warm, he's down in the temple teaching. Right where you boys have been. Right in that area right there. And I saw. I'd like to have a vision, wouldn't you? We sold the building. We had church in little old buildings. We'd get in garages and places, and one place they throwed us out, not because of us. They got into it themselves. The board did, over whether let anybody use the building or not, and we got thrown out. But we finally got the church built. And you know what? The Sunday school went to building while we was building. We couldn't even let people in where we was at. The place was so little. Our Sunday school got to going and going and going while we were trying to build a new church and didn't have nowhere to put them. We had a garage over here next to a creek, and pretty big old garage we was having church in it. And did you know the power of God went falling in there? He don't just gauge it to the pew or the platform or the auditorium. You can't tell where a man liable to shout. Hallelujah. One time I was here, LL's into a spiritual dance up here, and he's just dancing. I said, I do wish some dignitaries from the town would come. I do wish the city councilman or the mayor or the president of the bank or somebody that's important with the town would come to the side door and ask to see Reverend L.L. Collins while he's in that dance. Oh, I just long for that to happen. So I say, sir, he is into his spiritual dance at this time, and you will have to wait until he comes out of his spiritual dance to communicate with you. If you'd care to sit down, and I just wish that I just went through that mental storm, and I just hope when he danced for about 15 minutes, and that fellow, that see, I said, there he is. He's in charge of the whole thing. But he's into his spiritual at this time, and if you have to wait till he comes out before you can communicate with him. I saw. You tell what you saw, you're a good witness. Seen a police have a wreck. Well, he spun around, lost control of him. A police had a wreck. He wasn't at fault. Started to leave. Something seemed to say to him. Talk to him, man. I went to him. I said, you need somebody. There's a witness on this way. Oh, do I ever need a witness? My chief won't take my word. I'm to blame right now. It don't make a difference who's to blame. I'm to blame because I'm a policeman and I had a wreck. He wasn't to blame. They run into him, but he said, if you don't care, I'd certainly appreciate you giving me your name, your number, so I can you can talk for me. Because the boss ain't going to take nothing. I tell him, I saw it. You know what the devil has troubled me over? What I've saw. You come a little late to tell me. Come a little late to tell me. I saw it myself. He's up. Wayne Dillard's doctoring his old cow and had that old creosote and all that old salve stuff mixed in it. Doctoring that old cow and had her down the doctor on. She kicked the leg and throw that stuff out. Hit him right in the eyeball. Creosote. Burning that eye out. Rub it out, huh? That's where he had all that gooey in there, that hot poison burning stuff in there to hold it in that wound. Well, cow couldn't shake it out. Hit him in the eye. You couldn't rub it. No, that just smeared on the ball. Oh, he said, get prayer quick. My eyes are burning out, Wayne Dillard. The priest, he's 100 years old just about when he died. Wish he was here this morning. You know, he's part of my backbone, Wayne Dillard is. Whew. He said, I'd be ashamed to tell it. You tell him you couldn't do nothing. He'd tell you, John, I'd be ashamed to tell it. He's the one that preached camp meeting until he couldn't take care of his own corn and never give him no money, never made no money, hardly preaching. Nearly 100 years old when he died. I can take you to this day and get you witness at Greenville, Arkansas. I've been there and I've talked to him. I've talked to men that saw it. I shook the hands of men that saw it. The corn died on the other side of his fence while he was off holding meeting. God ringing on his corn, give him a crop, and it died across the barbed wire fence on the other side. I was out there where it happened. I saw. Said, son, if you give me that, you'd be a help to me. What you see, you can get it from God's soul and see it from the Lord's soul until your old grandson will do like mine's doing. He thinks grandpa's about it. I'm not. I about had it, but I'm not it. The son, he thinks I'm about it. He tells folks everywhere he goes, he's my grandpa. He's my grandpa. What you see and what people see in you, we're preaching on, and I saw her. I saw her when that woman treated her snotty. You know what the woman said to me? Said, she treated me snotty. I'm going to treat her snotty. I said, you'll have a snotty mess is all you'll have to. But I saw her when they treated her bad and talked against her. I saw her when they talked against him and treated him bad. Well, that's bad. But you know what I want to know, LL, is how I acted.
or how you reacted to it. All right. If LL tell me stop, I'll stop. I think it's time to stop. I never know when to stop. What was I talking about? What I saw. I get a lot of things crossed up while I'm preaching. I saw a lot of things. If you bring something back to me, I'll tell you what I saw. I can't remember what I was even telling you about what I saw right now. Maybe God didn't want me to tell that particular thing. Oh, yes, that's what I want to do. Thank you. That's not old age. It's just mental fatigue. Well, fat of you then. If I didn't pronounce that word just right. They call the saints out in the mountains of Arkansas, down the Mount Tabor, out from Glenwood, off the Caddo River. They call the saints. Wayne's eyes burning out. Chris opened his stuff and burning out. They knelt to pray for Wayne Dillard. You know what he told God? And God healed him at the same time. Now, you know, it's a little different, folks, saints, he is, I'm afraid. Oh, God, he said, I want to preach like you want me to. Always that acting spirit. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to preach it like it is. Oh, God, he said, I'll preach it closer. I'll preach it stouter. I'll preach it straighter. I'll do my best to preach that Bible just like it is if you'll hear me. And immediately it fell out of his eye. It just come loose from the eyeball and fell out. And Wayne Diller didn't die with blindness in that eye when he's nearly 100. Are you still want me to try to go ahead now? I'm way on down here now. I've got quite a lot left yet, and I'm skipping some of it. But if it's helping, you see, I don't want to, you know, some folks are so good. And you take it, oh, he's good, and you are, and I appreciate it. I don't want to worry. And I saw an angel stand in the sun. Can you? Well, as far as we are from it, it burned your hide off out here. I don't know why folks don't learn that. If I was a fellow that made sun lotion, I'd say, get a tan. Whatever you do this summer, get a tan. And use no more sunburnt lotion. Get you 3 gallons of it you'll need. Promotion is what causing folks to demote to spiritually. Is promotion. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice. See, you don't even have to have a PA system. You can hear him clear around the world. Cried with a loud voice. And what did he do? Saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of him. See, they understand God. That's when the geese go back and forth like you do. Amen? That's when the geese go back and forth like you do. Did you hear about the grizzly bear in Yellowstone? I've been up there, have you? It's a pleasant place to go see. They said they put little beepers and all the collars on the bears so they could tell what time they went into hibernation every winter. So a big storm coming, the barometer turned to flop, and it locked the park up, and snow got real deep, and the park rangers said, and they had these beepers on these bears, and they knew where their feeding ground was, and they said, they're still in the feeding ground. They're not going to their hibernation. They're dead. And this is the storm that's going to lock the park up. The barometer tells us that, and the snow's that deep, and they're still up there eating around. They ain't even making... Their barometer hadn't said nothing. And I saw the fowls. I saw the fowls. I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come, gather yourselves together and suffer the great God. The bears ain't moving. They're supposed to be moving. You know, God can talk to animals and get more out of them. And they can say something that means more than what folks can say. A mule did. A great man said the mule's mouth is not so performed, so made that it can perform the vows. And the only thing the man of God had to say, this happened, had to say to him, sir, I ask you who made the mule. That's right. And he said to all the fowls of the air, and I'm just using an illustration about them grizzlies, they didn't make a move. That snow melted off and whatever it was inside them bears knew it would. You could have got a hold of mine if they could talk, they couldn't have told you, but that is something. They got a signal. You ever been to service when you got it? I have. I've been there when I got that signal. I didn't know what all it meant, but I knew God was in. A few days later, here come another storm just like that one. And the beepers, they said, they're moving. The grizzlies are moving. This happened in Yellowstone. They've done this different time. They're moving. They're moving. They're going into hibernation. And they did. And that storm locked it up. Did you ever see geese flying over your house? When you, what are they doing? They must be lost. It ain't even time to move yet. Yeah, it was. They got the signal. John looked and behold, the fowls of the air got the signal. We got to keep our eyes open and we ain't going to see nothing. Amen? Got to keep her eyes open, we won't see nothing. I saw another angel come down from heaven having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. I am going to have to stop, and I'm going to stop right now. But this last thing that I left with you that he saw was an angel that had the key to the bottomless pit. It's been great to be with you, and maybe someday, the Lord will, I may get to come back. Thanks for all your goodness and kindness to us.